The purpose of this screencast is to show you how to use conditional formatting that's part of Microsoft Excel to create interactive exercises. Here's an example of one that was created by an elementary school teacher. She used a spreadsheet, but you can see she resized the columns and the rows, and she masked out certain areas and created this game board with question marks. And the goal of this exercise is to review counting by fours. So in the first square, you would put a four, in the second square, an eight, and so on and so forth. What makes this kind of a fun activity is that as you do that, a secret picture is revealed in the background. So it's a fun way. It's pretty easy to create by using this conditional formatting. So let's see how it works. There's first some preparation. You need to find a picture or graphic that you're going to use as your secret picture. And this sometimes can be the most difficult piece. Try to find one that's around 640 by 480. Remember that there's no graphic manipulation in Excel itself, so your graphic's going to have to come in the size that you want it to be. Once you've got your picture saved to your hard drive, go ahead and open a blank spreadsheet. We're going to insert the picture first because that's going to help us determine our game area. We do that by going under the Format menu and choosing Sheet and Background. Find your picture on your hard drive and then Insert. Your picture gets inserted behind the grid of the spreadsheet and it tiles itself. So you'll notice my picture goes over to about column J and then restarts, and my picture goes to about row 35 or so and then restarts as well. So our game field is going to be determined by the picture itself. So I want my grid to be 5 by 5, so I'm going to make the first five columns large enough to cover that initial picture. I do that by going to the Format menu and choosing Column and then Width. I've got those columns selected, and now I choose Column and Width. I'm going to make my width 2. I did experiment with that before I created the screencast, and you will have to too, depending on the size of your picture and how many columns you're going to be using, but 2 works for me. And when I press OK, you'll see those 5 columns spread themselves out to cover up my picture. I need to do the same thing for the rows. I'm going to select 5 rows, go to the Format menu, choose Row and Height. In this case, 1.3 was what worked for me, and I press OK. And you can see that now I've created my 5x5 game board to use. I want to mask the sides and the bottom of the game board so students can't see the picture out on the side. So to do that, now I start in column F and I go ahead and select, and you can select as many columns as you want. Go out as far as you want so that if kids do scroll, they can't sort of keep going and get to the picture. Once you have those columns highlighted, again we go to the Format menu. This time we choose Cells. And in the cell dialog box, we click on the Patterns tab. And then go ahead and choose a pattern that you want to, or a color that you want to use to mask that area. I'm just going to pick that blue color. And when I press OK, it masks the columns. And in this picture, you can see I've also gone ahead and masked the rows as well, beginning with row 6. And again, selecting as many rows as I want to create this framed playing area. I also want to make my playing area white. I can still see the picture behind there. So I'm going to just select my game area from cell A1 to cell E5. I'm going back to the Format Cells dialog box, and this time under Patterns, I'm going to pick white. Now the only problem with that is it's also going to get rid of my grid. So while you're in the Format Cells dialog box, you click on the border option and go ahead and select both outline and inside so that your picture looks like it does. You have the whole grid there. Once I press OK, I'll end up with my game board. I'm going to give this one a quick title too. I just clicked in cell F1. I typed count by fives, and then I'm going to go ahead and select that text. And from the Format menu, again, choose Cells. Now this time, because I have actual text selected, my dialog box is going to look a little different. It's just the font. So I go ahead and pick a font and a style and a size, and you know, you can make this as fancy as you want, and press OK. So now my game is ready to be played. but I want to do some alignment to create this grid, and I want those question marks to be big and right in the center of the squares. So I highlight my grid, again, from A1 to E5. This time in the Format Cells dialog box, I'm going to pick Alignment. And you'll notice I chose Center, and Vertical also should be Center, so both Horizontal and Vertical are Center. I'm also going to click on the font choice in the Format Cells, and I'm going to pick a pretty good size font. And when I press OK, I can start typing my question marks, and they'll appear in the center of the cell because that's the way I formatted it. So now we're ready to put in the conditional formatting, the piece that actually makes this into an interactive exercise. So I start by selecting just cell A1. Because each cell has a different answer associated with it, I have to do this for every cell. So I select cell A1, and from the Format menu, I choose Conditional Formatting. You can set three conditions for each cell, but we're just going to set one. We want cell value to be equal to, so in that middle pull-down menu, I select equal to, and because my exercise is counting by fives, the answer for cell A1 is 5. So that's what I type in the dialog box next to equal to. In that little text box, I type the answer I'm looking for. Now, I also have to tell conditional formatting what to do when somebody types in the correct answer. And to do that, I click the Format button. And I get a very typical dialog box here for formatting the cell. All I'm interested in is the pattern. When you type the correct answer, I want the cell to become transparent. So I go ahead and select no color for the cell. If you type in the correct answer, the cell will get transparent and you'll be able to begin to see the picture. If you type in the wrong answer, nothing will happen because we haven't set that as a condition. The cell will stay white and it'll wait for you to type in the correct answer. So once I've selected no color, I press OK. And my game board's essentially set up. So I need to go through now for each cell and set that condition. So for cell B1, I'll go to the Format menu, I'll pick Conditional Formatting, type in the correct answer of 10, choose it to become transparent. Once I've done all that, one last set of protection is to use the protection that's built into Microsoft Excel. And this will allow you to keep kids from sort of resizing columns accidentally or changing colors and those kinds of things. So from the Tools menu, I pick Protection and Protect Sheet. I'm only going to protect for objects and scenario, not content. If I protect for content, then you can't even type anything into the spreadsheet, so I don't want that to happen. I go ahead and press OK, and my game, as you can see, is ready to be played. Type in a 5, type in the 10, and so on and so forth. I hope you enjoy using conditional formatting to create these little exercises.